This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
All right, welcome everybody here on Stream Lounge. It comes in later to view. How are you? Andy Aston here. I'm very listening to as a Podglass and a Place to Be Nation pop experience. Welcome as well. Today, tonight, whenever you're listening to this, whenever you're streaming this, whenever you're watching this, we are going back to 2012 in a very, very fun short from the, characters of Toy Story, more specifically Rex, and starring in Partysaurus Rex. This is a lot of fun, and they do make reference to this in the brand new barbecue place down in Florida at Toy Story Land. They do a Partysaurus Rex dance thing while people are eating. Lots of fun. I've watched some online videos. I hopefully will make it down there sooner than later to check that out, because they also do a really fun Andy's Coming kind of thing where the whole restaurant has to please, like your toys. So it's cool. So anyway, we're going to be watching Partysaurus Rex, fun take on bathtub toys, I guess, so you will. So watch it on Disney Plus. Let's hit that play button in 3, 2, 1. So we start off with the You Got a Friend in Me stuff here. Yes, it is a Toy Story tune. And hitting us with a little Partysaurus Rex here. So we're at Bonnie's. And the toys are having fun with some bubbles, it looks like here. And Mrs. Potato would have a great joke there. A buzzkill. Yeah, Rex always seems to get in trouble inadvertently. Messes stuff up. Like Ham has referred to him as Godspilla, and it's bath time. And all the other toys like say, "We're out of here, peace out." Well, Buzz, I would not put in the bathtub because he would ruin it. Oh, so it looks like we're in the Arctic Circle here, kind of thing, with some bath toys here. I love how Rex is like this menacing creature and he's like imagination things, but yet he's like the most timid, dinosaur of all time. His Bonnie, that's a lot of bubbles, man. There's a lot of toys, man. I remember when my kids were little, we had a lot of bad toys and toys that did not start off as bad toys. And she's not at the age yet, Bonnie, where it's like, I used to call it the land of the naked Barbies, because when my daughter was little. Party Pooper Rex. There you go, Partysaurus. I would love to see more of these bath toys, because they are fun. But I guess you're limited on how much. I feel bad for him here, though. It's like, oh, no. The lobster and the octopus romance. Bad time's over. No fun. They just have to sit there. Oh, my God. Those scuba guys. Those were big when I was a kid. Right? Scrub an octopus. Boy, here's where Rex can really really be the man here, right? Because he's got something that they don't. I don't know. That's got to be a sucky job to be that with the water coming out of your mouth there. It would turn into basically like a water club nightclub here. A lot of suds. Rex is getting like blessed here. He gets the bubble helmet and lots of looks like he's got all kinds of stuff here. Ooh, the whole thing in there. Oh boy. Oh, look, all the glow ones sitting there in a strainer. Like, this is like an alter ego, I guess, of Rex here. It literally is like one of those scenes like at like like a beaches or not beaches, like sandals, or you got all the youngins dancing around to the party. Oh man, this music piece has really got into it. We get some lights going here. This looks like, where was this when I was a kid, huh? Oh, we got the star-crossed lovers over there. Oh no. The overflow drain really messing everything up. Oh no. Oh boy, that's like, we're gonna overflow, who cares? Uh-oh. Rex's conscience is gonna get the best of him. Uh-oh. Oh no. The floors have all their fun. Yeah, the ones that get sunk to the bottom. Yeah, that's nothing is going right here. Oh no. Oh no. Rex really did it now. Oh. Oof, just made it. Uh-oh. He doesn't realize the water's still going to come out because it's the shower. It might actually be worse because they're going to get all over the place. And now Rex is like on the island. Uh-oh. Yeah, Rex is a legend here, man. He's a man. And oh, man, if this was my house, I'm going to be pissed. Can't blame the kid because, you know, literally he came out. It was, he took the kid out. Uh-oh. Ooh. And he had to call a plumber. The kid had stolen stuff. All right. Look at this. We've got the outside yard toys with the Jamaican with the dreads. We got the inflatables here. I like how we extend the universe here. Now, that was a fun one, man. I definitely would highly recommend watching this if you haven't seen it. If you just listen to some talk for it. Because Rex Wallace, Sean, he's so great at this. And this is a really fun one. Again, another series I wish they would continue doing with the, you know, like I said on last week's one with the Cars tunes, which we need more Toy Story tunes in our life, right? These are fun. All right, cool. Well, thank you, everybody who comes here on Streamlabs. Thank you, everybody who joins us as a pod blast and a place for me to pop experience on me in the attic. And hope you have a great day. Have a great weekend. Talk to you later. Bye.